Welcome to Leadership Unleashed, the show that will explore the multifaceted world of leadership through insightful interviews, thought-provoking discussions, and practical advice from leaders throughout Westchester County and beyond. From leadership styles to personal development, this podcast equips you with the knowledge and inspiration to become a more effective and impactful leader in your field. I'm your host, Dr. Marcia Gordon, President and CEO of the Business Council of Westchester, the county's largest business membership organization focusing on economic development and advocacy. With over 1,100 members, it is our mission to work for the profitability of our members and prosperity of the Westchester community. To learn more about the Business Council of Westchester, please go to thebcw.org.
A lot goes into planning a birthday. For my daughter, Cameron, it started with a stem cell transplant to cure her sickle cell disease. Yes, cure. Westchester Medical Center Health Network uses every technology, technique, and talented specialist to conquer diseases that could otherwise rob a child of childhood, helping my daughter and thousands of others at Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital. Happy birthday, Cameron.
WMC Health, advancing care here.
Today, we are honored to have with us Josh Ratner, Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network and Chief Executive Officer of Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley. Mr. Ratner, who I'm going to call Josh from now on, if that's okay.
Please do.
Has more than 25 years of healthcare executive leadership experience with a proven track record of successfully developing and executing innovative strategies and programs. As Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer, Josh drives clinical and corporate strategies across the network. We are so pleased to have Westchester Medical Center as the premier sponsor of the Leadership Unleashed podcast. Thank you, Josh, for your great support.
My pleasure.
And this is our very first. This is episode one of Leadership Unleashed.
Oh, boy.
We are really excited. So I'm going to start it off talking about a good friend of the BCW, Indra Nooyi. And Indra Nooyi is the former CEO of PepsiCo and a speaker at our annual dinner a few years ago. And she has emphasized the importance of empathetic and inclusive leadership. In fact, she stated, leadership is hard to define and good leadership is even harder. But if you can get people to follow you to the ends of the earth, you are a great leader. So reflecting on this quote, let's talk about your visions, Josh Ratner, of leadership in this challenging time, in a challenging sector. Can you define a defining moment in your career that has shaped your approach to leadership?
Well, thanks first for having me. It's really an honor. Hopefully I don't let you down with the first show. But
sure you won't be letting us down.
I think for me, a defining moment, I was in college. I'm going to go way back. And I was doing an internship as a senior. And I was working for a chief operating officer of a hospital. It was a semester-long internship. And so as a result of that, I got to spend several days a week, all day, with this particular individual. And it became very apparent to me that you learn as much about what not to do as you do about what to do when you're shadowing other leaders or observing other leaders. And this was an individual who was particularly good tactically at being a chief operating officer. He, by all accounts, ran a tight organization financially, et cetera. But it became apparent to me that he led through the organization with fear, that he was very much a gotcha kind of guy. He enjoyed almost embarrassing his staff. And so for me, that was a critical moment, I think, as I was really reflecting on moving into the healthcare sector because I knew in college that I wanted to be in hospital administration. And so I think when I observed that, and I had to keep a journal and there was a report, it was a capstone project. And I really wanted to make sure that as I started to become a leader, and obviously at this point I was nowhere near a leader, I was starting at the very bottom rung. But it was clear that you really have to make sure that you're aware of how you come across to your colleagues, to your employees, and really try to focus on treating people as you would like to be treated. Ultimately, your opening was really good, but from my vantage point, I think it's really straightforward. It's not necessarily easy to execute, but it's as straightforward as, you know, really treating others as you would like to be treated.
Josh, I cannot imagine, knowing you as I do, that you would be a leader that would ever want to have the word gotcha associated with your leadership, because I know the kind of person that you are, and I know the kind of incredible institution that you do lead at Westchester Medical Center Health Network as Chief Executive Officer of Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley as well. So what strategies do you employ to foster a culture of innovation and continuous improvement within your organization?
For me, the single most important leadership element is trust. Mm-hmm. You have to walk the walk, talk the talk, but you have to be someone that really emanates transparency and trust. And I think if that becomes apparent, and let's face it, right? Trust is earned. It's not something that you can just say. It's a learned experience by doing. And my approach has always been to be as transparent and trustworthy as possible. You might not always like what I have to say, but you're not going to guess where I stand with something, nor will you ever feel like I misled you in how I think we should approach a situation.
Trust is very, very important in building any relationship. And I know that when I've studied trust and I've talked about trust in terms of being a leader, in terms of developing networks, it's that you are so right that trust, it has to be built. And it takes time, right?
Yes, definitely.
It takes time.
Definitely takes time.
So what strategies do you employ to develop that trust as well as fostering the culture of innovation that you have at your health network and also continuous improvement within your organization?
Yeah, so I think it starts with trust, right? You can't really develop innovation within an organization if your team doesn't trust you. Because let's face it, you can delegate the authority, but you can't delegate the responsibility. And so if you're working with a team that is asked to do different tasks, have different responsibilities, and you're saying to them, listen, I hired you because in many instances, you're better at what you've been hired to do than I am. And I'd like you to really challenge the status quo and find ways that we can do this particular task or goal better than we ever had in the past. You're going to fail sometimes. Sometimes you're not going to hit the mark. But if the person that you're managing or that you work with trusts that you're not going to just fly off the handle or assume the worst, but that they have some inherent trust because of it's been a learned experience, that, hey, listen, if it didn't work out the way we expected it to work out, we're going to have a conversation. We're going to talk about what we can do better next time. But it's not going to erode the relationship. And to me, that's really how you foster innovation.
It's very, very true. Just want to thank our listeners who are listening on the BCW Podcast Network to Josh Ratner, the Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network and Chief Executive Officer of Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley on Leadership Unleashed, Episode 1, sponsored by Westchester Medical Center. So we're talking about trust, we're talking about leadership, we're talking about innovation, and we're talking about how you, as a top leader at this wonderful healthcare center, can you discuss a time when you had to make a difficult decision that impacted your organization and how you approached it?
Well, there's many. I think that in healthcare today, there's a lot of difficult, very difficult decisions. You know, for those who aren't intimately involved, the healthcare environment has been challenging for a number of years, but certainly today it's even more challenging. And so we're often faced with essential decisions that need to be made around resource allocation, around growth opportunities, et cetera. And so, you know, I would look at an opportunity where when I was up at Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley many years ago now, between 2009 and 2016, I was the chief strategy officer up there. And this was in Kingston, you had two hospitals. You had the Benedictine Hospital, which was four blocks away from Kingston Hospital. And one was a city hospital, and the other was the good hospital up in the hill where the nuns took good care of you. And the reality was that in a city like Kingston, you couldn't really support two full-service hospitals four blocks apart. And so we essentially had to go through a planning process where we had to decide where the services are going to be allocated, what we do with the extra facilities, how do we allocate service distribution, what types of employees do we need to keep versus not. All of the decisions that you would go into building an integrated healthcare delivery system. But in this case, you had two hospitals that were there for 100 years. And if you were in Kingston, you were on one team or the other. There was nobody that was unsure. You were either a Kingston person or you were a Benny person. And so that was an example where we really had to go through a very detailed planning process to really try to understand what the community's health needs were and then how to build infrastructure and a facility, a hospital, that could survive the next 100 years. And so that was a pivotal moment and a decision that we had to work through.
I actually remember that time because I was in Dutchess County and I was very familiar with what was happening in Kingston and in Ulster County. And you did an incredible job and have served that community so well throughout the years.
It's a real team effort. So
yes. Well, that's why you're a great leader. That's why you're a great leader, Josh Ratner. And I know, you know, just delving a little bit deeper into healthcare and healthcare challenges. I know that, again, as a leader at Health Alliance, just last October, you navigated through a significant cybersecurity challenge. Can you share with us how you managed through that crisis and what leadership strategies you found most effective in dealing with such a complex situation in the healthcare industry?
So the true north here has to be to be as transparent as possible without doing damage. And so this was an instance where we had discovered that there was a cyber criminal, essentially, who had gained access to our systems. And we didn't yet know the scope and depth at which the breach had occurred. But we did know that it had occurred. And so in order to make sure that our patients and systems were safe, we had to cut Health Alliance off from the rest of the network so that there wasn't possibly a spread from one hospital to the other and create more damage. And so what you really needed to do is you had to figure out how are we going to communicate with our employees? How are we going to communicate with patients, elected officials, external stakeholders, and all of the others that you need to communicate with that this is happening? And there are some in the industry, in any industry, right, where the immediate reaction is to circle the wagons, shut down your communications, give a very vanilla statement, you know, that we're you know, looking into it, but we can't comment on an active investigation, and really try to wait until you have everything lined up before you start to communicate.
That's where this trust comes in also, right?
Right, and the transparency. So what I had done working with our team, right, was to say, hey, the best path forward is to be as honest and transparent as we can be. This is what we know. This is what we don't know. You will find out more when we find out more. Because as soon as folks think that you're starting to cover up things, right, nature abhors a vacuum. All of a sudden, there's rumors and there's false facts and there's all of these different situations where you're constantly then chasing your tail trying to dispel these rumors. And so we really, from the very beginning, took the approach of, okay, we're going to develop a communication plan that started immediately. We had multiple management calls twice a day, if not more. We had sent out a letter to our employees. We had our government and community relations team proactively talking to our elected officials. And through that entire two-week episode, we really focused on being as transparent and communicative as we could.
And what was the final result of all that very good work and incredible leadership?
The final result was, most importantly, that no patients were harmed in the process. Mm-hmm. We had a hospital full of patients. And because our systems were shut down, we had to go back to paper and pens, right? Everybody's used to using an electronic medical record. We had no phones. We had no Wi-Fi. We had no internet. We had no computers. And you're talking about, in some situations, nurses who have trained, they didn't train on paper and pen, right? Think about talking to your children this day and teach mm-hmm. them a skill that they haven't learned, you know, reading a script, right? And so what the main outcome was, how do we make sure that our patients, we do no harm and that we ultimately treat them as best as we can, because frankly, that's our job and that's what they expect. And so I'm happy to report that we ended up having to make a difficult decision where we said, we're going to, transfer patients that can't be discharged to a sister hospital in Poughkeepsie so that we can be 100% sure that no patient's ever going to have an issue with this. And, you know, while that may be inconvenient for the patient, because we did consider that, right? When you're hospitalized, you don't feel good. You don't want to be moved. But we knew that it was the right thing to do for patients. And certainly, as you can imagine, like any business, which a hospital is, it's not great to have to do that either, not only from the business side, but frankly, from the reputation side. But it was the right thing to do. And that's really how we took, that was really our approach.
And Josh, what I'm hearing from you over and over again in that response was the word, I think about five or six times, patience. And that's what makes Westchester Medical Center and your network so very, very special, because the patient is always, always in the forefront of your brain.
Absolutely.
And of the organization's heart.
Yes.
So thank you so much for that. And listeners, you are listening to the BCW Podcast Network, episode 1 of Leadership Unleashed, sponsored by Westchester Medical Center. And our guest today is Josh Ratner, and we're so pleased to be speaking to him. Josh, want to focus a little bit more on some of the challenges facing healthcare industry today. As the preeminent healthcare system in the Hudson Valley, what are some of the additional challenges that the healthcare industry is facing, and how are you navigating them?
Yeah, so one of the main challenges that we're all facing is staffing.
That's a tough one.
It's a very tough one. And in a post-COVID environment where there are a lot of individuals who discovered that, hey, I don't want to be in the hospital environment anymore, or in some instances, I don't want to be in healthcare altogether. So we saw a lot of folks retire or change their career type. So staffing, recruitment and retention is one that's right at the top. And so, you know, we're looking at, you know, all of the different areas that involve workforce pipeline, partnering with colleges, and really getting the word out, because a lot of folks, when they think about workforce, they automatically go to physicians and nurses.
Right.
But every type of job in a hospital, whether it's the housekeeper or the engineer or the IT folk, you know, these are good paying jobs that have benefits, and many of these positions are very hard to recruit for and come by. And so I think a lot of the outreach that we're doing, whether it's through colleges or high schools, our HR team does a wonderful job really going out into the community for job fairs. But recruitment is a key one. But retention is even more important, because what we've also seen in this post-COVID environment is staff burnout. And so you really have to focus on the resiliency of your team and making sure they feel supported and heard and that there's positive feedback. Because if you're just filling positions and losing them as fast as you recruit them, you're going nowhere fast.
That's right.
So, you know, we really tried to focus on resiliency at the same time as we are recruiting. And then if I may...
Please do. I think we can do a whole other show on resiliency of your team.
Yes. But I think I want to bring it back to something you said before, and that is the patience. When was the last time you went into a business or a restaurant or a hospital and had just an amazing customer experience? These days, it seems more and more rare. And, you know, I think what we've focused on at our organization is we offer the highest level of care. We're technically and clinically very, very capable. We offer some of the only types of procedures in the whole region. But we also focus on the patient experience. How do patients feel when they're staying with us? And my point to tie it all together is you can't have a great patient experience if your staff don't love working there. Because at the end of the day, if your staff don't like coming to work and doing what they do, it's going to come through to the patient. And so from our perspective, it's really focusing on all of those areas to make sure that we do offer a great experience for our patients and our staff as well.
Well, Josh Ratner, I know that is why Westchester Medical Center and the network that you lead, along with a great team, serves patients well, serves the community well, cares so much, provides us, all of us, such important information. I had the privilege recently of attending Girls Night Out, which focused on women's heart health. Mm-hmm. I think about it a lot. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot, and it was a lot of fun, and it's also extremely important. So what you do out in the community to take care of people who are sick, of course, but also to keep the community healthy is so important and so well noted, and no one does it better than Westchester Medical Center Network.
Thank you.
And we so much appreciate your leadership. We thank you for joining us today. It was great to have you as our first guest on Leadership Unleashed. And thank you again for being our sponsor, Westchester Medical Center. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in.
Thank you very much.
Be sure to check out the BCW Podcast Network's expansive lineup of shows, Advocacy Unplugged, What's Trending, The Member Spotlight, Win, the Innovation Roundtable, and Talent Trailblazers. Stay tuned for our next episode of Leadership Unleashed, premiering next month.
This is the coming home you dream about.
But getting here was unimaginable.
At 25 weeks, I was hemorrhaging badly, losing amniotic fluid. Fortunately, I was taken to Westchester Medical Center, where they have the most advanced care in the Hudson Valley for high-risk pregnancies and premature babies. And because we were there, now we're here.
WMC Health, advancing care here.